He has covered the NFL since 1999, and he is in his 11th season covering the Broncos. He writes and analyzes for DenverBroncos.com and contributes to 850 KOA Radio. He has written for The Sporting News, CBSSports.com, and The New York Times, and recently wrote a book titled Tales from the Broncos Sidelines. He required his wife to take a Broncos IQ test before their wedding. His name is Andrew Mason, and it is time to face the mace.
Hi, I'm Brad Post, and welcome to Face the Mace, the Broncos trivia game that's sweeping the country. Broncos country. So we've invited self-proclaimed Broncos trivia nuts to face off against Broncos independent analyst Andrew Mason, the Mace, in a trivia game. Now, Andrew is the encyclopedia of all Broncos knowledge, so these are tough questions, and these contestants are going to have a hard time beating him. But the only way to find out is to get our contestant up here. Okay, so what's your name?
I'm Aaron.
Aaron, and how long have you been a Broncos fan?
I've been a Broncos fan my entire life, 26 years.
All right. Are you a Denver native?
Denver native, born and raised in Aurora, Colorado.
All right, sounds good. Now, as you can imagine, this is going to be a little bit tough. Are you somebody who your friends go to for some Broncos trivia?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They always come to me.
All right. Well, sounds like we may have a great contestant here for Mace. Now, how is this going to work? I'm going to ask you 10 questions about the Broncos. I'm going to ask Mace the same 10 questions, but don't worry, he can't hear the answers. He's isolated in the isolation booth there, can't hear a thing, except maybe his own thoughts, which is probably also Broncos trivia. So that's how that goes. So are you ready to do it?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. It's time to face the Mace. Who were the three QBs on the 1983 Denver Broncos?
John Elway, Frank Trepucca, and no clue.
Steve DeBerg and Gary Kubiak. This current Denver Broncos broadcaster was obtained in a trade with Cleveland in 1984.
Ed McCaffrey.
Dave Logan. Name the school in Golden that hosts the first Denver Broncos training camp.
No clue. I'm going to go with DeVry.
No. What college did former Broncos player Wendell Hayes attend?
Wisconsin.
Humboldt State. What four Broncos were parts of the inaugural class of the team's Ring of Fame in 1984?
Frank Trepucca, Rich Carlos, no clue.
Lloyd Little, Rich Jackson, Lionel Taylor, and Goose Gonsolin. Three numbers have been retired by the Denver Broncos. What numbers are they?
Seven. Seven, 84, 40.
7, 18, and 44. This tight end was the Denver Broncos' number one selection in 1972.
No clue.
Riley Odoms. Name the three newest Broncos to the 2014 Ring of Fame.
Rich Jackson, Goose, no clue.
Upchurch and Mingo. Who holds the franchise record as a non-kicker with the most consecutive games scoring with 8 consecutive games?
Wes Welker.
Terrell Davis. Who had the team's first 100-yard rushing game?
Floyd Little.
Don Stone. And that's it. Okay, he got 0 right.
All right.
0 out of 10. You mentioned earlier that your friends go to you for Broncos trivia.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't go to me. Either.
No, I would suggest against that in the future. You need to get some new friends.
Yeah, I think my friends may disown me after this one. So.
You are probably right. Okay, so it can't get worse than that, which the good news is you can only get better.
I can. And you know what? I'm pretty confident that I think I'm going to lose this one, too.
Well, I enjoy your confidence. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Okay, so Mace only has to get one right to beat Aaron, which I'm pretty confident he can do. But let's see if he can get all 10 right. So the only way to find out is bring on out Mace. All right, so another tough stack of questions. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
All right, very nice. Did we switch it up in the earphones or?
It was an NFL on NBC theme from 1983-84.
Okay, sooner or later he's going to listen to some regular music, but we'll wait for that. Okay, like I said, we got a tough stack of questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Who were the three quarterbacks on the 1983 Denver Broncos?
They were John Elway, Gary Kubiak, and Steve DeBerg.
Correct. This current Denver Broncos broadcaster was obtained in a trade with Cleveland in 1984.
Dave Logan.
Correct. Name the school in Golden that hosted the first Denver Broncos training camp.
Colorado School of Mines.
Correct. What college did former Broncos player Wendell Hayes attend?
Arizona.
Humboldt State. What four Broncos were parts of the inaugural class of the team's Ring of Fame in 1984?
Inaugural class, that'd be Floyd Little.
Correct.
Floyd. Lionel Taylor.
Correct.
Bruce Gonsolin.
Correct.
And Gerald Phipps.
Rich Jackson.
Ooh.
Three numbers have been retired by the Denver Broncos. What numbers are they?
7, 18, and 44.
Correct. This tight end was the Denver Broncos' number one selection in 1972.
Riley Odoms.
Correct. Name the three newest Broncos to the 2014 Ring of Fame.
Gene Mingo, Dan Reeves, Rick Upchurch.
Correct. Who holds the franchise record as a non-kicker with the most consecutive games scoring with 8 consecutive games?
Demaryius Thomas.
Terrell Davis. Who had the team's first 100-yard rushing game?
Gene Mingo.
Don Stone. Okay, so he got 6 right, which is not as good for your standards, but know that Aaron got 0 right. So you beat him by 6. What were the couple ones that tripped you up?
Don Stone, I completely blanked on him. The first Ring of Fame was tough. You had to kind of give process of elimination. I didn't know.
Were you trying to read them in your head around the stadium?
A little, but honestly, I know the name. I know everyone who's in it. I just don't know the order because I didn't get to Denver until 02. So.
Right. And Wendell Hayes College, that's just a tough one.
Yeah.
Okay, 6 out of 10. Not up to Andrew's normal standards, but it's 6 better than Aaron had. So, Mace, thanks for coming out. Your record is unblemished. Someone told me that you're not going to change until you lose.
Why? Why mess with a good thing?
I like where your head's at. Well, we're going to scour the globe to find out if we can find somebody who can beat Mace next time on Face the Mace.
Do you think you have what it takes to face the Mace? Contact us at denverbroncos.com/facethemace.